laws of divine law, we find peace and harmony. Adherence to Sharia, a blessing for you and me.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, salatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina Musaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'audhu billahi min shaytan ar-rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Salatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our program, Adherence to Sharia. Let's begin with an excellence of reciting Durood Sharif. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever recites Durood Sharif upon me 100 times, Allah ta'ala inscribes between his eyes, this person is free from hypocrisy and the fire of hell. And Allah ta'ala will keep such a person amongst the shuhada on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Yusamadin Chan, it was the blessed habit of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam that he would deliver sermons, lectures amongst his sahaba from time to time. And this was for their rectification, for their betterment. One particular companion, whose name was Thabit bin Qais, radiallahu anhu. He had difficulty in hearing. He was hard of hearing. And as such, the other Sahaba would give him priority in the sense that they would allow him to sit close to the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So he would be close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and whatever the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam would say, he would be able to hear it easily, without any difficulty whatsoever. And if he was sat far away, then he wouldn't be able to hear properly. What happened once was, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in a blessed mahfil with his companions after Fajr. And he's mentioning pearls of wisdom, delivering a lecture, a sermon. And what happens, this particular companion, Thabit bin Qais, he arrived late. He got late for some reason. And when he came, he saw that the gathering was taking place. The Sahaba, it was their habit that they would sit close together, without leaving many gaps. Now, Thabit bin Qais, radiallahu anhu, he came, he saw the mahfil, he saw that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was delivering the lecture, and the principle, the rule was that wherever you find a place, you should sit there. This was the norm. Now, what he did was, according to his norm, his habit, he began trying to make his way to the front, and he began saying to people, give me space, give me room. And they knew he would come to the front and sit close to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And those companions began giving him space, allowing him to come closer. And when he came right close to the Prophet alaihi wasallam, there was only one person now between him and Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now the companion who was in front of Thabit bin Qais, he knew that Thabit would want to come ahead of him, but this particular person, he wanted to remain the closest. That this is a blessed opportunity, I'm right close to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he said to Thabit bin Qais, you stay where you are, you'll be able to hear, you've come this close, it's fine. So Thabit bin Qais sat and began listening to the sermon of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When the majlis finished, when the speech finished, Sayyidina Thabit bin Qais radiallahu anhu, he struck the person with his hand, the one who was in front of him, the one who prevented him from coming even closer. And he said, who are you? He told him his name. Now, it was the custom of the Arabs, you could say, at that time, that if somebody mentioned the name of someone's mother to them, this was a source of humiliation for them, or dhilla, disgrace for them. So when Thabit asked him his name, he said, I am so-and-so. So Thabit replied and he said, oh, you are the son of so-and-so woman. When that person heard Thabit say this, he lowered his head in shame. And after this, he stopped talking to Thabit. He was not very happy at all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed a Quranic verse at that time as guidance, as nasiha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O believers, do not laugh upon each other, against each other. Do not mock one another. Sometimes we even do this as well. So people are sitting amongst each other, friendly, and all of a sudden, someone says something the other person doesn't like, and they begin cursing them, they begin mocking them, taunting them about their family members as well. So this is not very good. So the Quran says here that do not mock and taunt one another. It's possible that the one you're mocking is better than you, meaning the males. And then Allah Ta'ala says specifically about the females that it's possible that a female who mocks another, is not better than the other person. The other person is better. Possible. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَا تَلْمِزُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Do not taunt one another. وَلَا تَنَابَزُوا بِالْأَلْقَابِ. Do not call each other evil names. بِئْسَ الْإِسْمُ الْفُسُوقُ بَعْدَ الْإِيمَانِ. How bad a name it is to be called a transgressor after being a Muslim, after having iman. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَتُبْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. And whoever did not repent, he is from the oppressors. So firstly, in this verse of Al-Quran, Kareem Views of Madin Channel, we've been told not to mock one another. So this is something that's common today, let's be honest. Some people go to extreme lengths in mocking others, in taunting others, in laughing at others. They take pleasure at laughing at others. The person suffering grief is embarrassed. So this is something that we need to cut out from our lives. And we need to tell other people about this. If our friends are like this, we need to tell them about the evil nature of doing such things. The Quran prohibits it. The Quran speaks of it and says it is wrong. Remember, the izzah, the honor of a believer, is great in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should honor other people. We should not dishonor them, disrespect them, mock them, and taunt them. And sometimes what happens is, this mocking, this taunting is based upon a person's lineage, a person's background, a person's familial history, a person's profession, a person's friendships with others. Whatever the case may be, people are doing this. It's rampant in our society, mocking others and taunting others as well. And Islam is a religion that came to bring people closer, to unite the hearts of people. Many reverts are taken aback, subhanAllah, when they go to Haramain Sharifain for Umrah and Hajj. When they go there, they see people from all backgrounds. They see people from all races. They see Asians, they see Africans, they see people with white skin, people with brown skin, people from America, England, Europe, all over the place, different ethnicities, different racial backgrounds. They realize the haqqaniyah, the truthfulness of Islam. They know that Islam is true, it unites people. And today what's happening, instead of uniting with other people from different backgrounds, from different ethnicities, on the basis of iman, people are using those differences in ethnicity, in race, to mock one another. So someone who is Asian may mock another person who's from Africa, an African person may mock someone who's from Europe, a European might mock everyone. So this is something that we need to avoid at all costs. We're not acting as good ambassadors of Islam. We're not good representatives of Islam if we do these things. And the issue is to such an extent that people don't even want to mix with other races, other ethnicities. There's no integration, there's no meeting. You're believers, you love one another. You don't want to speak to one another. You don't want to see one another. You feel uncomfortable around one another. This isn't the way a Muslim should be. A Muslim should be welcoming of another Muslim. A Muslim should accommodate. A Muslim should please the heart of their fellow believers. So, going back to it, mocking people, this isn't the way of the believer. And what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً. The believers are brothers to one another. We should act like brothers. We should act like we have that relationship of iman, of faith, which is the greatest relationship you could have. It's that relationship of iman that will unite you in paradise, subhanAllah. Now, this is not the way of believers to distance from others because of their status, their lineage, their profession, their background. Someone could be of a low status, but because he has iman, he is grand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in fact, this is the way of the disbelievers to cut off ties with others based on their profession, their wealth, their status, or anything like that. It's mentioned that the kuffar of Quraysh, of Makkah, they used to say to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if you avoid sitting with so-and-so, these lowly people, these weak people, these poor people, then we might come towards you, what you're preaching and your religion as well. So we had companions, the likes of Bilal, Khabbab, Ammar, Suhaib. They weren't very wealthy. They weren't those who possessed high statuses in the community. But in the court of Allah, they had a high rank. because of Iman. The Prophet ﷺ said no. He did not listen to this statement of the kuffar. He did not give in. He said no. Islam brings everyone under one umbrella. Whether poor, whether wealthy, whether old, whether young. Islam brings everyone under its banner and its shade as well. So these are things that we need to avoid at all costs. Mocking others, taunting others, cursing others. These are not the ways of believers. Now many times what happens is that people, they mock others and others are helpless. They can't reply, but inside they're heartbroken. They're disheartened and they want it to stop. They may laugh along with you just to go along with things, but deep down, they're very hurtful. And they may be doing dua against you. Allahu Akbar Kabir. Listen to a hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam where he gives instructions and guidelines on how to behave. He Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Al-Muslimu Akhul Muslimi. A brother is a Muslim to another brother. La yahqiruhu, he does not belittle him. Wa la yakhdhuluhu, and he does not humiliate him. So we're told clearly that a Muslim is not who belittles others. Muslim is not one who ridicules others. One who humiliates and disgraces others. And at the end, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Kunu ibadallahi ikhwana. That O slaves of Allah, be brothers unto one another. This is what is required from us. This is what is wanted from us. Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will be pleased with us when we behave in this manner. Not when we mock others and we belittle others. If you go back to the time of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, that golden era, that blessed time. And if you look at some of the Sahaba, you have Sayyidina Bilal, Sayyidina Khabbab, Sayyidina Ammar bin Yasir, Sayyidina Suhaib Rumi. Today we know these names, the great luminaries of Islam. They sacrificed everything for Islam. And there's many other companions that fit the same category as well. They left everything when they went towards Madinatul Munawwara. They sacrificed everything for Islam. But when they would reach Madinatul Munawwara, their fellow companions, Ansar, would help them immensely. Would not mock them. Would not look at them in a way that they are disdaining them. With a look of disdain. Now, regarding Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, it says that when Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq radiallahu ta'ala and would see him coming, he would stand up for him out of respect. Sayyidina Umar is from Quraysh, the greatest tribe. It was considered a great tribe. And Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu is from where? Habsha, Abyssinia. Now for a distinguished individual from Quraysh, an individual like Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, for him to stand up out of respect for Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, who was from Africa, from Abyssinia. And if we consider that today people with black skin are not given rights, then imagine at that time that today people with black skin are racially abused and there's racial slurs hurled at them. Imagine that time. Imagine people do not value them at all. Look at Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala and how he would stand up for Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu. He would say, Marhaba ya Bilal, marhaba. Welcome, welcome, O leader Bilal. And now the question is, can't we make such an environment today? We see people from various backgrounds, we respect them from the heart. Or is it the case that we only want to respect that person who can benefit us in some way? As for those who don't fit that criteria, we just, you know, turn a blind eye to them. We ignore them. We don't acknowledge them. That's not the way of Islam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَلْمِزُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. And do not taunt one another. Again, people taunt one another over skin, over lineage, over background, things like this. People do not respect one another. So it's imperative that as Muslims, we respect one another. We do not mock one another. We do not consider ourselves better than others. We're all believers. In the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is accepted, maqbool, and who is not, we don't know. Do we have a certificate saying that we're accepted because we belong to this tribe? Or we're accepted because we have this profession? Or we're accepted because we have this skin color? We're this ethnicity? From this racial background? No, we have no certificate as such. We continue doing good deeds with full hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't mock others, we don't taunt others, we don't say anything bad to others that will hurt them. We be the model Muslim. Remember Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when defining a believer is he from whose hand and tongue other believers remain safe. Question is today, Our belief is safe from our tongue. Our belief is safe from our hands. What's the answer? Only we know. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those Muslims who represent Islam in the best way, who follow the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who do not mock others, who do not taunt others, who do not harm others, and who only will and desire goodness for others. And they try their utmost to benefit and make things easy for others. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In Allah's divine law, we find peace and harmony. Adherence to Sharia, a blessing for you and me.